local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Welcome back. Here it is, Pensacola Right Now. If you would like to weigh in, of course, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So here's what we've got going on, some of the top headlines. So U.S.-Mexico border, Title 42 expired, and it doesn't look like things are going at least too crazy. So many migrants did gather along the U.S.-Mexico border. And they're worried about if they can even get asylum or anything like that now under the pandemic era rule of Title 42. Millions of migrants were returned back over the border and denied the right to even seek asylum. But there were no real consequences when somebody illegally crossed. So migrants were able to try. They tried repeatedly to cross so that if they could get in, there wouldn't be any real consequences. So U.S. authorities have now unveiled strict new measures, which is supposed to crack down on illegal crossings while setting up specific legal pathways for migrants who apply online, seek a sponsor, and undergo background checks. So it doesn't look like we had too much of a spike with much more than what we saw the last 3 or 4 days. The Doomsday Plot trial. I don't know if we haven't even talked about this story, but it is one I've been kind of keeping my eye on. Don't talk about it because it's gruesome. But an Idaho jury convicted a woman in the murders of her two children and a romantic rival. And she's also suspected in the death of her own husband as well. So an Idaho jury convicted Lori Vallow Daybell in the murders of her two youngest children and a romantic rival. The verdict marks the end of a 3-year investigation. And they charged her and her current husband, Chad Daybell, with multiple counts of conspiracy, murder, grand theft in conjunction with the deaths of her youngest children. A horrible story that came out of there, I guess, back in 2019 or so is when this was all uncovered. And they've got some sort of apocalyptic religious view that kind of just they were off the rocker, these two. And well, yesterday we announced that Elon Musk was going to be having a female take over as CEO. And today he has announced that it's Linda Yaccarino. She's a veteran ad executive. So she's going to be taking over. She has worked with in advertising for years. She came to NBC Universal in 2011 and was most recently chairman of advertising and client partnerships there. She oversaw all strategy for advertising revenue and things like that. So previously she had been at Turner Broadcasting as well. So she's got a lot of experience there. Then Representative Daryl Issa, Republican lawmaker, says the ex-prosecutor who once oversaw the Manhattan investigation over Donald Trump, the one that's no longer there, and then the other new prosecutor came in. He says that the ex-prosecutor has repeatedly declined to provide substantive answers in closed-door meetings about any kind of hush money payments. Basically, so I guess he was subpoenaed, and it was a closed-door meeting. And in that meeting, coming out of it, Daryl Issa says he didn't have any answers. He doesn't know anything about hush money payments, where they would have came from, or anything like that. Okay, so it looks like another case of Trump going against Trump might just kind of disappear. Early heat wave in the Pacific Northwest could break records. So this comes about after they had record-breaking snow in the West and over the winter. Now an early heat wave this weekend could surpass daily records in parts of the Pacific Northwest and Oregon and Washington. They're expected to hover in the mid-90s throughout the weekend, and so we'll have to see what happens with that. Last time they had a record heat was actually just 2021, and they ended up having a lot of heat-related deaths back in 2021 in that area. Apparently, a lot of homes don't even have air conditioners. The Marine veteran, Daniel Penny, he's the veteran who fatally choked a New York City subway rider who was acting threatening on the subway. Well, today he went ahead and appeared in court after hours after turning himself in. and the prosecutor said they were charging him with the manslaughter in the second degree. He did not enter a plea. Prosecutors said they are seeking a grand jury indictment, and they did release him out on a on bond following a brief arraignment. And he was ordered to surrender his passport and not leave New York without permission. But he's now out free until the trial, pending the trial. A few more stories here for you, but first, let's get traffic and weather together on the fives.
I-10 and I-110 showing no slowdowns right now, as well as 29 and 90. If you see something on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. And this traffic report brought to you by Christina Leavenworth. If you're thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's Christina Leavenworth at LeavenRankyRealty.com. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives on News Radio 92.3. Back to you, Bobby.
President Biden and Kevin McCarthy, the House Speaker, they're trying to deal with the debt ceiling meeting, but it got postponed. It's getting postponed until next week. Spending cuts are still on the table. And so Congress now has left D.C. without any kind of debt ceiling deal, but it looks like there are some signs of progress. So that's good there, I guess. The full NFL schedule has been released now. And there's so you can check out your favorite team and what their schedule is going to be. A lot of overseas games this year as well going on with that. I don't know if you heard about this, but a YouTuber apparently crashed an airplane in the California mountains last year. He admitted he crashed it on purpose so he could boost his channel's views and get a sponsorship deal. Oh boy. So, so he's being, the Department of Justice was going after him on this, and so he's gone ahead and pled guilty to, that's what he did. He did it on purpose. Kind of bizarre right there. Okay, it's Pensacola right now. Coming up here next, we got Top Trending News with Joe Ford in the newsroom. If you'd like to weigh in on any of these stories, text 850-437-1620. With Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Hey, the annual kids clinic is coming up tomorrow at Maritime Park. Free registration begins at 8:30 for those ages 5 to 15, and it'll be for the first 350 participants. Now, participants are going to get a free fishing combo while supplies last. So be sure to check that out as well. And so I mentioned this yesterday. The Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody filed a temporary restraining order, or hoping to get a temporary restraining order on the Biden administration releasing the thousands and thousands of migrants they've been detaining as it pertains to Title 42. When Title 42 expired, the idea was that they were going to be releasing tens of thousands of migrants en masse into the country. A federal judge did indeed grant the temporary restraining order request. So saying that parole with conditions, mass release parole with conditions in a mass release is unlawful. So there you go. So the temporary restraining order was indeed granted yesterday. So it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Well, Bobby, a jury found Lori Vallow Daybell guilty of killing her 7 and 16-year-old children. The Boise, Idaho jury was handed the so-called Doomsday Cult case yesterday. Prosecutors say Vallow Daybell and her husband were obsessed with Doomsday-focused religious beliefs. Title 42 is over and Title 8 is back. The COVID-era policy that allowed for migrants to be quickly turned back at the U.S. southern border expired late last night. Title 8 is a decades-old policy that reportedly carries more severe consequences for migrants entering the country illegally. A Virginia Democrat calling for members of Congress to go without pay until the debt limit crisis is resolved. Representative Abigail Spanberger requested Congress's chief administrative officer withhold pay for lawmakers until the borrowing limit has been raised. And a New York City Marine veteran now out on bail after being charged with manslaughter in connection with the subway train death. Daniel Penny did not enter a plea during his arraignment this afternoon. Bobby?
Yeah, I mentioned this before. I did see the Lori Daybell story. I haven't really talked about it before, but I have followed it. It's kind of a creepy thing. I was reading some detailed articles about it a couple weeks ago, and I had to stop reading because it was just too dark.
Yeah,
you know, so it's an unfortunate story right there where they couldn't find the children for months and months and months, and then finally they ended up finding them in shallow graves, and she was in like vacationing in Hawaii with her new husband. It's like, oh my gosh, it's just disgusting story right there. So it was an unfortunate one right there. There's a did you see the NFL schedule releasing all of their things?
I saw all bits and pieces. I did not watch the show last night, so but yeah, just a little bit of it. A couple of my buddies were texting, you know, hey, what local game are we going to go to? You know, we were looking at the Saints schedule, the Jaguars, the Falcons, so that sort of thing. But I think we've honed in on the Saints Bears game for November. Of course, being a Bears fan, I'm excited about the Bears coming to New Orleans. So that's a nice little easy Sunday trip for me.
Yeah, that was kind of a neat one right there as well. So. It'll be interesting to see what happens this year because there had been a lot of moves with some pretty big teams and everything too. So, that's been going on. We also have coming up, I think tomorrow is the Black College World Series. It's going to be in Montgomery, not too far away from here. And, it's been going on quite a bit already. With the smaller divisions or whatever like that, but the wrap up, you know, the final game games are going to be tomorrow, and that's just right down the road in Montgomery as well for some people who might be interested in that. So this is the Black College World Series has the historical Black colleges and universities basically participating in their own College World Series in order to try to get some of these lesser known players get some exposure. So. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's go ahead and get traffic and weather together on the five, or just traffic on the five, sorry.
Nothing to slow you down too bad. We do have a couple minor accidents, one including just off of 98 in West Pensacola. That is going to be on South Fairfield Drive. That's causing some slight slowdowns. But other than that, we're looking good. See something else on the roads? Give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, coming up here next, I do got a jobs report for you I want to share. Coming up next on News Radio 92.3. Right now, if you'd like to weigh in, you can text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So we've got a, let me get the jobs report for you here on, as it comes to unemployment. Unemployment, new filings for unemployment did jump up just a little bit last week. We had about 13,969 new filings for unemployment compared to the previous week. So it did jump up a little bit. But here in Florida, we actually stayed about the same. Only 6 fewer new filings this week compared to the previous week. Well, there's good news is that we did see a decrease yet again in the continued unemployment numbers. So the continued unemployment numbers dropped 22,800 nationwide. So we're down to 1,666,000 people on unemployment. I mean, it wasn't that long ago. We were at 2 million, 1.9 million. So the fact that we're dropped all the way down to 1.66 million is pretty good. Here in the state of Florida, we dropped about 3,000 people off of our continued unemployment rolls. So we're doing really well here in Florida. Now, when it comes to the when it comes to other businesses, jobs, things like that, according to a new poll of small businesses are in crisis mode, just trying to keep up with inflation and the labor market. That they're getting along just fine, but a lot of them are just holding on by a string, according to this this new poll from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. With Bobby Rossi coming up here in about 20 minutes. We've got your WEAR news update, and then we've got your news hour of Pensacola right now. Hey, Showtime, presented by the Pensacola Children's Chorus, is over at the Pensacola Sanger Theater. It's a Broadway-style extravaganza featuring music from nearly every genre, ranging from classical to contemporary, pop to musical theater, and so much more. You don't want to miss this annual production. It's going on tonight through Sunday, May 12th through the 14th at the Pensacola Sanger Theater. So be sure to check that out. Also, Bands on the Beach is back on Tuesdays, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority. It's going to be at the Gulfside Pavilion at 7. This week, it's the Modern El Dorados. Experience country and rock and roll the way it used to be. Music fans will hear sounds from George Jones, Patsy Cline, and Elvis, as the band channels the nostalgia of the 1950s. So be sure to check that out. It'll be a good one. It'll be a fun one out this Tuesday. All right, top three stories here, and then we'll get into your sports hit. An Idaho jury has convicted a woman in the murders of her two children and a romantic rival. Prosecutors have charged Lori Vallow Daybell and her current husband, Chad Daybell, with multiple counts of conspiracy, murder, and grand theft in connection with the deaths of her two youngest children and with the death of Chad Daybell's late wife. She's also suspected in the death of her first husband as well. No charges on that one yet, though. Daniel Penny has surrendered to the police for the chokehold death of Jordan Neely on the Manhattan subway train. He did not enter a plea, and he's out on bond, but had to surrender his passport and promised not to leave New York without permission. And the border appears to be calm after lifting the pandemic asylum restrictions. A federal judge did grant Attorney General Ashley Moody's request for a temporary restraining order in releasing migrants en masse. So that's your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty, your sports hit here. The NBA doubleheader starting at 6:30 on ESPN. You got the Heat versus the Knicks. The Heat lead the series 3-2. And then at 9 o'clock, the Lakers play the Warriors. The Lakers lead that series 3-2. Anthony Davis is expected to play after being injured in Game 5. He was on a concussion protocol, but they believe that he does not have a concussion. He's good to go. Then NHL hockey playoffs continues, a doubleheader beginning at 6 o'clock on TNT. Leafs against the Panthers. Panthers lead the series 3-1. And the Las Vegas Golden Knights are playing the Edmonton Oilers for the late game around 9 o'clock. That series is tied at 2 apiece. Major League Baseball games got quite a few games going on here. So the TV games, Royals are playing the Brewers at 7:10 on Apple TV Plus. The Padres are playing the Dodgers at 9:10 on the Major League Baseball Network. And the Braves are going to be playing the Blue Jays later today. The Marlins are playing the Reds. And the Rays are playing the Yankees. Now, with the Marlins-Reds game, Yuri Perez is set to make his debut at 20 years old, 27 days. He'll be the youngest pitcher in franchise history. So kind of a neat one right there. Be able to check that out and watch him be able to make his debut at such a young age, 20 years old. My goodness. Then Tom Brady is in talks to purchase a minority stake in the Raiders. In March, he purchased a stake in the WNBA Las Vegas Aces. And so now he's trying to get a minority stake in the Raiders. Kentucky Derby winner Mage is confirmed to run in next week's Preakness Stakes. And Michael Jordan's warm-up jacket for the 1992 Dream Team Olympics is up for auction at Sotheby's. It's expected to bring anywhere between $1 and $3 million. Holy moly. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We do have some slowdowns on Mobile Highway. This is going to be due to an accident. The slowdowns are right in between Fairfield Drive and New Warrington Spur as you're heading northbound on the curve on Mobile Highway. But other than that, we're looking good on our roads. If you see something else slowing you down this Friday afternoon, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. So we know coming up this weekend is Mother's Day. A new poll came out, was asking Americans, who is your favorite mom? And I saw the headline says, America's favorite mom is a cartoon. And I immediately guessed who it was. Lois Griffin from The Family Guy. And yes, that is what it was. Lois Griffin from The Family Guy came in as America's favorite mom. Okie dokie. Rounding out the top five is Michelle Obama, following Serena Williams, Beyonce, and Jennifer Lopez. And so, you know, this is one of the reasons why I keep saying if Michelle Obama, if Biden didn't want to run and Michelle Obama threw her name in the hat, she'd definitely be the Democrat nominee and probably could beat Trump and DeSantis. She's just beloved. So it would not surprise us. So she came in second as the favorite mom after Lois Griffin from The Family Guy. Also, as it comes up on Mother's Day, here's some easy ways to impress your mom on Mother's Day. Don't just be on time to her house or to the restaurant, wherever you're going to go. Be early. Sign your Mother's Day card with more than just your name. If you're not really great at words, you don't know what to do, get help from a sibling, a friend, or I've actually seen two or three posts today of people recommending this and saying it worked for them. They went to ChatGPT or Bard or one of these AIs and said, write me a poem for my mom. And then you describe your mom, like my mom, she's Italian. She's from New Jersey, whatever. And she has five kids, you know? So I put in some details, write a poem about my mom. I put in some details and then the AI, I'm going to do that. I think it's awesome. I want to do it just to see what it's like. If your mom is bad with tech, make sure her phone and computer are up to date, or if she needs some quick repairs around the house, offer to handle them for her, or if you got somebody else that can do it, you can do that. Tell her about how you used at least one piece of advice that she's given you over the years, and ask her about what her life was like before you were born. Oh, my mom would say bliss, utter bliss. Apparently I was a little bit of a handful. I hear the stories even to this day. So about how much of a handful I was. I saw this story. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 923. Saw this story. National Hurricane Center has come out today and says, so we've discovered the first subtropical storm of the season. It actually came in January. What? Yeah, they said the first storm of the season actually already happened in mid-January. They were doing some reassessment of the weather systems, and they determined an area of low pressure off the northeastern coast of the United States should have been designated as a subtropical storm. They just missed it. So there you go. We already had their first one of the season. Didn't even realize it. Then in other science news, we mentioned this earlier this week, experts confirmed that a rock that smashed through the roof in New Jersey on Monday was indeed a $4.5 billion year old meteorite. It might even be a piece of Halley's Comet. Oh. SpaceX wants to put the first privately owned space station in orbit. And NASA says littering in space is okay because it just burns up when it enters the Earth's atmosphere. Oh, what about poo? Can you just poo in space? And when it hits the atmosphere, will it just burn up? And if it does, will that start to make our atmosphere smell? Like, why does it smell like sewage on Earth? Oh, it's all that space poo. Am I the only one that wonders about these things?
He's still a hassle.
Yeah, exactly. All right. A study found that we change our voice when we talk to... Hold on a second. I got to shut my phone down. when we talk to Alexa and Siri, we tend to talk slower and louder. That's funny. Hello, Siri. Will you please tell me what time it is? That's funny. Aliens could be listening on our cell phone calls. A new study found it's possible if they're listening from nearby stars. It's more about detecting signals, though, but you know, who knows if they're actually doing so. So there you go. That's This Week in Science. Coming up here next, we got your quick update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom, and we got our weekend movie preview. So stick around for all that coming up next on News Radio 92.3. On News Radio 92.3. Let's go ahead and get a quick update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom. Joe.
Bobby, the White House says claims border authorities are allowing or encouraging a mass release of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border is categorically false. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre also criticizing a federal judge's ruling temporarily blocking the Biden administration's policy to release some migrants crossing the border on parole. A former NBC Universal executive will be the next CEO of Twitter. Elon Musk announced today that Linda Yaccarino will take over business operations for the social media giant. Two Nashville officers will receive a national honor for taking down a school shooter. Officers Rex Engelbert and Michael Colazzo will be presented the National Award of Valor by the National Association of School Resource Officers. And astronomers identified a cosmic explosion 100 times the size of our solar system. The biggest cosmic explosion ever observed suddenly started blazing in the distant universe more than 3 years ago. It took place nearly 8 billion light years away.
Oh, wow. All right. It's pretty amazing right there.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty cool. All right. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. It's Friday. Let's go ahead and start with some movies.
Now
it's time for
a weekend movie.
All right, we got a few movies out in the theater today. The big one, I think, would be Hypnotic, starring Ben Affleck. It's rated R, and determined to find his missing daughter, Austin detective Danny Rourke finds himself spiraling down a rabbit hole investigating a series of reality-bending crimes where he will ultimately call into question his most basic assumptions about everything and everyone in the world. So that's out in theaters today, a suspense thriller rated R called Hypnotic. Also, another chapter or another sequel of The Book Club. So the Book Club, it's a sequel with the four best friends as they take their book club to Italy for a fun girls trip that they never had. So you've got Jane Fonda, Diane Keaton in this, Candice Bergen, Mary Steenburgen, all the regulars back in Book Club. The Next Chapter is what it's called. And then you got a couple of smaller films you may not have heard about. One of them is called Blackberry, and I'm actually looking forward to checking this one out. It's a true story of the meteoric rise and, of course, catastrophic demise of the world's first smartphone, the Blackberry. It's a whirlwind ride through the ruthless competitive Silicon Valley area. So that one looks like it's a very interesting one. And then another one, I believe it's Ray Liotta's last film that he made before he passed away. It's called Fool's Paradise. It's a satirical comedy about a down-on-his-luck publicist who gets a lucky break when he discovers a man recently released from a mental health facility looks just like a method actor who refused to leave his trailer. And so it has Ken Jeong is this publicist who is stars in it. Kate Beckinsale's in it. Charlie Day is acting in it, and he's the director. It's his directorial debut. Adrian Brody, Jason Sudeikis, Jason Bateman, Ray Liotta. I mean, it's just an all-star cast. It's called Fool's Paradise in theaters today as well. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any slowdowns. We're still seeing some slight delays. It's going to be on Mobile Highway in between Fairfield and New Warrington Spur. We had an accident there just a little while ago. But if you do see something else on the road slowing you down or you have any details, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru makes it easy to get to the adventures that you love. Your adventure begins at Anderson Subaru. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
On streaming, you got a few options here for you to let you know about. One of them you might be really interested in is on Netflix called The Mother, and it stars Jennifer Lopez. So Ben Affleck has a film coming out today in the theater. Jennifer Lopez has one coming out on Netflix today. It's an action thriller film centered on a deadly assassin played by Jennifer Lopez as she comes out of hiding to protect the daughter she'd given up on years ago from dangerous assailants chasing after them. So this is called The Mother. That's in on Netflix now. On Apple TV Plus, you got a couple of things. You have a much anticipated documentary called Still, which is about Michael J. Fox. Sheesh, I was mixing up the characters. Still, it's a documentary about Michael J. Fox and kind of how he's been dealing with Parkinson's and things like that. And then you have another one on Apple TV Plus called City on Fire. So after a New York City student is found dead, her connection to a series of citywide fires begins to reveal itself. This one is also a pretty big all-star cast that's involved with this series. It's a series on Apple TV Plus. And then on Disney Plus, a new series for kids and or tweens is called Crater. It's a coming-of-age sci-fi adventure where a boy was raised on a lunar mining colony and that he's soon forced to leave behind due to the recent death of his father. So kind of an interesting futuristic sci-fi film that came out on Disney Plus today. So there you go. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Oh, this story hurts. This story hurts so bad. A church in West Philadelphia was trying to modernize the historic church. And so in part of modernizing it, he decided, hey, let me go ahead and get rid of some of the stained glass. So old-fashioned, not modern at all. Plus, it was kind of worn down and old-looking. So he sold the stained glass for a pretty good penny. Sold it for $6,000. Problem is, it's worth $500,000.